So also we have the great schus this week to read Parshas Toldos. And in Parshas Toldos, what's amazing about a lot of these Parshas and Bereishis is the breakneck speed, you know, with which the events unfold. If you think about this again, end of Parshas Chayisara, Yitzchak and Rivka get married. Beginning of Toldos, Rivka Imenu has the turbulent pregnancy. The children are born. The children grow up, and ultimately end up going their own ways. They get married. But I often felt like these parashiyos are an incredible metaphor for life. How quickly life goes by in the blink of a parasha, right? People are born, people die within the blink of a parasha, and that's Zohi Achayim, that's the way it is. So of course, in the midst of Parshas Toldos, we have the struggle between Yaakov and Esav in utero, the struggle between Yaakov and Esav ultimately out of the womb, the brachas, Yaakov going to Lavan, Esav going his own way. Okay, in the midst of the Parshas Toldos, the Torah gives us an incredible amount of details about Yitzchak's material pursuits. Specifically, the Torah tells us about Yitzchak's digging of wells. So we spoke at the Wednesday night Parsha Shir all about why the fixation on the wells. What's the message of the wells? But what I want to point out to you is as follows. The Torah goes into incredible detail and tells us about the fact that he lo miknei tzon, miknei bakar, va'avudaraba. Yitzchak Avinu has large herds of sheep, large herds of cattle, a lot of servants. Va'ikanu osa plishtim. And the plishtim end up getting very jealous of him, and at least to some, we'll call regional animosity between Yitzchak and the Roe Grar. But nestled in the midst of this entire discussion about Yitzchak's material expansion is a fascinating pasuk. This is in Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And the pasuk says, Vayigdal Ha'ish, the man, Vayigdal Ha'ish literally means the man became great, Vayelech Haloch, he continued forward, Vigadal, and he grew, Ad Ki Gadal Ma'od, until he became very great. And I was saying, the Mepharshim tried to understand, okay, first of all, Torah, are you already telling me? The next possibility after that is, Vahilo miknei tzon, miknei bakar. Again, he's got the cattle, he's got the sheep, he's got the servants. So why do you need this pasuk at all? Vayigdal ha'ish, then literally man became big, gadol, became great. Vayilech halochi continued forward, v'gadol became great, ad ki gadol ma'od. So number one, why does the pasuk come and teach you? We already see it. I mean, either just say that pasuk, the man became great, and leave out the cattle, the sheep, the servants, or if you're going to tell me the cattle, the sheep, and the servants, not the sheep, the sheep and the servants, then what do I need this pasuk for Vayigdal Ha'ish? Furthermore, the Maggid of Mezrich asks another shayla. Yitzchak Avinu throughout the parasha is always referred to by name, except in this pasuk where he was referred to as Ha'ish. So ask the great Maggid B'chala Parsha Nikra Yitzchak B'shmo V'kan Ha'ish. Here he's called the Ish. So says the Maggid of Mezrich, says the Mezrich of Maggid, something so incredibly beautiful. That the Torah HaKadosh is not telling us simply a statement about Yitzchak. Because if it's about Yitzchak, then Halacha L'maisa, I just saw the rest of the Pesukim telling about his material expansion. Torah HaKadosh is giving us an incredible lesson for life. You know what the godless of Yitzchak was? He says, Lefi, Shemiyad Shena'ase Yitzchak Ish. From the moment that Yitzchak became a man, then what? Hainu ben shalosh esrei, from the age of 13 years old, vayigdal, haya begadlos. He became great. From the moment that he turned the bar mitzvah, he made a conscious decision that he wanted to become great. Begadlos. So vayilech, vayigdal ha'ish. From the moment that he becomes an ish, he wants to become a gadol. So we'll say, how did you become a gadol? How does a person become a gadol? And by the way, when I say gadol, gadol doesn't have to mean gadol hadar. How does a person become great in life? What's the next phrase? Vayelech haloch v'gadol. Both said there is only one way to become a gadol. Vayelech haloch v'gadol. L'haya omeid b'madrega achos. Yitzchak Avinu refused to remain on one madrega. He refused to remain in one place. Ela Halach tamid halicha achar halicha. Perpetual, ongoing growth. One step after the next. Ad ki gadol ma'od. Until you become very great. Ad shegia legadlos gemura. So says the Maggid of Mezrich so beautifully. This pasuk is not just talking about Yitzchak. This pasuk is giving us the paradigm for life growth and self-actualization. Vayigdal ha'ish. Rabbi said, the moment that a person becomes an ish, the moment that a person becomes a man, I turn bar mitzvah, I become a balachrayis, even if I'm learning this lesson after bar mitzvah, but the moment I become an ish, the moment I become an adult, I have an obligation. What's my obligation? I have to become a god. I say, this is right. Remember again, what's the first bracha we give to a little baby? What's the first bracha we give to a baby at his bris? Zakaton gadol yiya. I say, that's not a statement of biological growth. We're not saying, oh, we hope you grow up. Okay, of course he's going to grow up. He's going to grow up no matter what you do. Right? But at the end of the day, what's the bracha? The bracha is you should be a gadol. You should be a gadol. What does it mean to be a gadol? So the Maggid of Mezrich says, look in the pasuk. Vayelech haloch v'gadol. You know what to be a gadol is? You have to move. Every single day you have to move. Every single day you have to move the needle on your spirituality. No 2 days could be the same. Every day has to be better than the one before. And here's the amazing part. It doesn't have to be dramatically better than the day before it. It doesn't have to be, you know, wow, amazingly better than the day before it. It just has to be a step better than the day before it. It just has to be a little bit better than the day before it. But if you live every single day, haloch vayelech haloch, moving yourself forward even just a little bit, vigadol, so that I grow, I become a little bit bigger each and every day, then something amazing happens, which is ad kigadol ma'od. Then I will say, one day you look back and you realize, wow, I've made something great out of myself. Life does not require dramatic, instantaneous, magnificent, overwhelming growth. Life just requires small, sustained, continuous steps. We each have an obligation, Abosek, to be great. The obligation to become a gadol doesn't just apply to rabbis, to mechanchim, to gidolei hadar, to people in kolo, right? Each and every one of us has an obligation to become a gadol. And the roadmap to gadlus is the same for each of us. It was the same roadmap for Yitzchak, the same roadmap for Avram, the same roadmap for Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Yivach, Rabbi, Yisacholim, right? Everyone, right? It's the same roadmap for all of us. Haloch vayelech haloch. Every day has to have a step. Every day has to have a movement forward. Every day has to have some unit of growth. You have to be able to look at today, and you have to be able to show yourself how in some way it was a little bit better, a little bit more halig than yesterday. And if we're zocha to do that, then Emir Tashem will reach the level, ad ki gadol ma'od. We'll reach the level of Emir Tashem. We'll be able to see our growth, to see our gadlus, and we'll be able to rejoice in our accomplishments. Like most things.